after the Kensington mine laid off half of its 82-person workforce last week. There's been plenty of finger-pointing. Mine owner Core Alaska and its supporters blame federal regulators. Environmental critics say the company has only itself to blame. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Shortly after Core Alaska announced the layoffs on Thursday, Randy Wanamaker started contacting construction firms, utilities, and other mines to try to find jobs for the 41 laid-off workers.
There isn't much of a demand now, so as far as we can tell, most of these people are going to have to leave Juneau.
In addition to being Juneau's deputy mayor, Wanamaker directs the BBC Human Resource Development Corporation. That consortium of native groups has provided nearly half of Kensington's construction workers. Wanamaker and other tribal officials say they didn't like what they heard at a consultation with the Environmental Protection Agency and other federal agencies back on September 12th. Gordon Jackson is Roads and Transportation Director at the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He says the tribal groups were hoping to hear the agency's progress in permitting a plan to dispose of mine tailings in paste form. That was the compromise plan hashed out last year after environmental groups won a lawsuit against the mine's plan to dump waste in Lower Slate Lake.
We were kind of surprised on the September 12th meeting when they brought up one other issue, is dry tailings disposal. Up until then, it was just paste tailings.
In written comments 4 days later, the EPA asked Core to include more information on the paste plan, including how its impacts compared to earlier plans for dry tailings disposal dating back as far as 1997. Hans Shaw handles the Kensington project for the EPA.
We attempted to have a conversation with the company to clarify that we were not asking for new alternatives. And, of course, our request for a discussion went unanswered, and then they made the decision to pull out.
Shaw says until Core pulled out, the EPA was on track to release the draft assessment of the tailings plan this Thursday. Core and tribal officials say EPA had promised to release the draft by September, but that EPA repeatedly pushed the schedule back. Hans Shaw says the release would have been just 8 days late, and only because Core submitted its documents 8 days late.
So it certainly came as a surprise to us when they decided to pull out and pointed a finger to us as being the reason for the delays.
Rob Cadmus with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says Core is gambling with Juneau jobs by abandoning the nearly complete paste plan.
It's a much better option than continuing with the appeal to the Supreme Court, causing an unknown amount of delay, and potentially moving forward with a plan that is not as good for the environment.
Federal and state officials say with a 45-day public comment period, Core could have had final permits for the mine by mid-December. Gordon Jackson with the Tlingit Haida Central Council says the mine would be operating by now if environmentalists hadn't sued to keep tailings out of Lower Slate Lake in the first place.
Oh, I just do hope for the sake of the economy of Juneau and Southeast Alaska that all parties just achieve some kind of final settlement and move forward.
Now that Core has pulled out of the paste plan, the company is waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on the legality of dumping waste in the lake. That ruling is expected by June. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.